This is Terry Mandel, DO, dictating an attorney report to Isaacs and Isaacs, attorneys at law, address on file. Attention, attorneys Amy Lencenski, L-E-N-C-E-S-K-I, and Chris Moeller, attorneys at law, address on file. Dear counselors, per your request for an independent medical evaluation on your client, Kimberly Sagendorf, please note the following medical letter, period. First name is Kimberly, K-I-M-B-E-R-L-Y. Last name Sagendorf, S-A-G-E-N-D-O-R-F, period. On July 10th, 2023, I performed an independent medical evaluation, period. I reviewed an extensive amount of medical records as well as taking the history directly from the patient, period. A doctor-patient relationship was not established, period. New paragraph. The patient is a 43-year-old female, height 5'7" tall, weight 250 pounds, who was involved in an automobile accident on or about July 17, 2021, period. The patient was a driver with her seatbelt on, period. Although she denied loss of consciousness, she sustained injury when a semi-truck going the opposite direction came into her lanes and struck her head on, period. All airbags were deployed, period. The patient was in a Nissan vehicle that was totaled and not drivable, period. The patient was jerked and her right knee hit the steering wheel, period. She had immediate pain in her right leg, comma, right knee, comma, abdomen, comma, chest, comma, forehead with bruises, comma, and left breast, period. Despite adequate treatment, present day, she is still having pain with diminished range of motion involving her right leg, specifically the right knee, and her lower leg halfway down the calf, period. She is aware that she has diminished range of motion of her right knee, period. New paragraph. Her left leg pain occurs with diminished range of motion, period. It is an intermittent pain that occurs 4 hours per day, period. It is a throbbing and sharp type pain, period. It ranges in intensity from a good day of 4 out of 10 to a bad day of 8 out of 10, period. The pain radiates down the right leg from her knee halfway down her calf, period. New paragraph. The timeline of treatment is best recollected by the patient. Was that day ambulance took her to IU Health at Tippecanoe. She was treated and released, period. They did various CAT scans and prescribed medication, period. She continued to have abdominal swelling, breast pain, and leg pain, and as a result was referred out, period. The next day she saw her primary care doctor at Arnett Clinic. She was referred to an orthopedic specialist at IU Arnett, period. She was advised that she had a hematoma and was referred to physical therapy, which was started in June of 2023, period. She followed up with her family doctor several times, and she is presently doing physical therapy for her leg, period. She relates that the abdomen, breast, and head trauma has resolved, period. However, the right leg condition persists, period. New paragraph. Activities of daily living include problems walking over 3 miles, comma, walking upstairs, comma, housework, comma, yard work, comma, sex, comma, and sleep, period. New paragraph. Medications include over-the-counter medicines for this condition, period. Present treatment for this condition includes physical therapy, comma, medicines, comma, and stretching exercises, period. New paragraph, past medical history denies. New paragraph, past surgical history is positive for gallbladder and deviated nasal septum repair, period. New paragraph, past traumatic medical history reveals the patient never injured her right leg or knee in the past, period. She was involved in an automobile accident in her 20s. She injured one of her legs, but is not sure which leg it was, period. It was treated for approximately 1 month with total resolution and no permanency, period. No physical therapy was required, only splint therapy, period. She has not been involved in any other treatable automobile accidents, period. The patient has not been involved in any work injuries, period. The patient has not had prior lawsuits, period. New paragraph. Occupation is that of an administrative assistant, full-time, period. She works, however, with occasional pain and as a result has to walk slower, period. I did review an extensive amount of medical records and would like to comment on some of the pertinent findings, period. Emergency room report, July 17th, 2021, relates 42-year-old female who presents to the ED via EMS, period. She is having bilateral knee pain, comma, pain and swelling to her lower abdomen, comma, and chest wall pain, period. They did denote and document several abnormalities on physical examination, period. They did a CT of the cervical spine, comma, chest, comma, abdomen, comma, pelvis, comma, head, comma, and bilateral knee x-rays, period. The results were reviewed, and they discharged her on the muscle relaxer cyclobenzaprin and the narcotic hydrocodone, period. Office visit notes, August 10th, 2021, APC Sports Medicine, 42-year-old female who presents to the sports medicine clinic for the initial evaluation. A bilateral knee pain was a restrained driver and an MVA. Significant and diffuse abnormalities were documented on physical examination of the knee, period. There was extreme diminished range of motion, and as a result, the McMurray's maneuver was unable to be performed on the right due to decreased range of motion, but other abnormalities were noted, period. Assessment was traumatic hematoma of right knee, number two, contusion of left knee, initial encounter, period. Office visit records, August 25th, 2021, 42-year-old female who presents for follow-up of right knee pain, lower abdominal discomfort, comma, chest wall pain following an MVA, which occurred on July 17th, 2021. She suffered a large hematoma of the right knee, abrasion to her right and left chest, comma, as well as some lower abdominal discomfort, which is consistent with a small hematoma, period. On physical examination, multiple abnormalities noted. They assessed her as breakthrough bleeding on Depo-Provera 1, 2, hematoma of the abdominal wall, 3, traumatic hematoma of the right knee, 4, numbness of the leg, 5, muscle spasm, 6, chest wall pain, period. IU Health records, August 25th, 2021. Similar diagnoses from the ambulatory visit. Primary care visit, August 30th, 2021, relates the history of an MVA with 3 weeks vaginal bleeding and hematoma of the abdominal wall from seatbelt that is resolving, period. New paragraph. After review of all the medical records and taking the patient's history, I have found that all her treatment as outlined above and for which she is sustained as a result of her automobile accident were all appropriate, comma, reasonable, comma, and medically necessary, period. At this time, I would like to provide an affidavit for the treatment and bills as it relates to this accident with an itemization of the injuries and costs, period. Medical expenses incurred include first line, Tippecanoe Emergency Services, $895 from July 17, 2021 to July 17, 2021. Next line, IU Health-Arnett, A-R-N-E-T-T, bill $10,224 from July 17, 2021 to September 21, 2021. Next line, IU Radiology Associates, bill $1,281 from July 17th, 2021 to July 17th, 2021. Next line, IU Health Physicians, $2,813 from July 17th, 2021 to October 15th, 2021. Next line, Lafayette Emergency Care, comma, capital P period, C period, the bill of $787 from July 17th, 2021 to July 17th, 2021. Next line, IU Radiology Associates, bill $1,830 from July 15th, 2021 to February 25th, 2022. Next line, IU Arnett Rehabilitation, cost is capital N slash NA for non-applicable, not available. So that, so just type in capital N slash A. Dates of service, capital N slash A. New line. Total expenses at this point, $17,830.00. These are the current marshaled medical damages at this point in time period. New paragraph. Diagnostic assessments by Dr. Mandel are number one. Right leg trauma, comma, strain, comma, pain, comma, numbness, comma, hematoma of the right knee, comma, and right knee effusion. Number two, right knee trauma, comma, strain, comma, and pain. Number three, forehead trauma. Number four, abdominal trauma, comma, pain, comma, hematoma, comma, and seatbelt contusion. Number five, left breast trauma. Number six, chest wall pain with trauma. Number seven, multiple abrasions, period. The above seven diagnoses are directly caused by the automobile accident in question of July 17, 2021, period. Diagnoses three to seven have all resolved, period. New paragraph, rendering an impairment rating, period. Utilizing the book Guides to Evaluation of Permanent Impairment, 6th edition by the AMA, in reference to the right leg, utilizing table 16-3, the patient qualifies for a 7% lower extremity impairment, which converts to a 3% whole body impairment utilizing table 16-10, period. The basis for the 7% lower extremity impairment is strictly and totally a direct result of the automobile accident in question of July 17th of 2021, period. As a patient ages, she will be much more susceptible to permanent arthritis in the right knee region as a result of this accident, period. New paragraph, future medical expenses will include the following, period. The patient is presently continuing physical therapy. Estimated cost of additional therapy would be approximately $4,000, period. The patient can benefit by over-the-counter analgesics and anti-inflammatories at an estimated cost of $90 a month for the remainder of her life, period. A 10 unit at $500 would be appropriate, period. Some injections in the right knee at a cost of $2,500 would be appropriate, period. New paragraph. I have not provided medical care or any treatment for this claimant, period. I have not made any referrals or advised any treatment, period. I have reviewed the patient's medical records as well as taken the history directly from the patient, but I have not performed a physical examination, period. The purpose of this was to do an independent medical evaluation based upon the records, period. We have not entered into a doctor-patient relationship, period. The above opinions are based solely on the information provided and mentioned above, and they are expressed within a reasonable degree of medical certainty based upon the scientific principles accepted in the medical community, period. I am dual board certified in both family practice and also osteopathic medicine, period. I have over 40 years experience in these types of cases, period. The patient gave me oral informed consent to conduct this review and share my findings with any party who requests this information, period. If I could be of any further assistance, please feel free to contact me. Sincerely yours, Terry Mandel, Deal End of Dictation.